Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll explore metaphysical and energetical aspect of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome to episode 3, and today I will be sharing a concept with you that I recently got introduced to in my own study, and it's one of those concepts that literally shifted my world in a split second. And the concept is, who is your God? Now, for those of us who have grown up in a structured religion, you were taught who God is, whether you grew up as Muslim, Christian, Catholic, Jewish, all the mainstream religion that we know of, that do have a book, we do have a prophet, we do have a direct connection with the divine, and we are learning who divine is. This can be very challenging to just look at and be like, who's my God? I know who's my God. For example, for me, my God is Allah, and he's the only one worthy of worship. That's how I grew up, and I am so solid in that. But that is my conscious view about God. What we are going to explore, who's your unconscious God? And we're going to be really looking at two aspects here. And if you stay with me, I would tell you this much. Your life is going to change in such a wonderful way after listening to this conversation. Just between me and you, we are going to look at your perception of God. And then we are going to look at how we actually make other thing and people our God, and how that actually changes our life, that changes our life experience. And then I'm also going to share with you, I'm going to share a couple of books with you that have been very resourceful for me. And I will leave you guys with how I am challenging myself every single day to look at God. Okay, so let's start with, who is your God? So I just want you to take a couple of minutes, just check in with yourself. Who do you think your God is? Is your God is the one who created all the universe? Is your God is the one who gives you all the challenges so you can become stronger? Is God the one who puts you in the trouble that you're in right now? How do you really see God? We are the creation of this higher power. Whether we understand that higher power or we don't understand that higher power, but when our perception of our own creator changes into something that is not true, it can completely derail you. It's almost like, you know, you just take away the foundation from a building and you're hoping the building would stand. It doesn't. It collapses. It folds over. It falls down to the ground. And that is when we feel lost. That's when we feel like, I am doing everything, why it's not working out. And in last episode, I shared about how we are the creator of our life. And I shared a little bit about the guidance system that is around us. And today I will be tying the two together. So I remember growing up, there was this one saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's a Hadith Qudsi, for those of you who know what that means. And that statement, I'm going to be paraphrasing it, is, I am to my servant what he or she thinks of me. That right there, God is telling us that I am according to your perception. Now, of course, when you're little, you don't know what perception is. You don't know what conscious mind, unconscious mind is. What are mental faculties? Perception is one of the mental faculties. And I can actually change my life based on how I perceive. And when we were having the conversation, how I am creator of my life based on what I'm thinking, what I'm expecting, that's coming from my perception. When I perceive something to be amazing, I will think amazing things about it. When I perceive something to be dreadful, I'm going to think dreadful thoughts about it. What is your perception of God? Your very personal internal perception of God. Forget about what you learned through religion, whatever religion you practice or whatever your source of spirituality is. Forget about all of that. And I'm inviting every single one of us, even the ones who think are super spiritual and super connected with God. What is your perception of God? And I will actually even invite you to take this question with you for rest of your life. Every single day, ask your God, ask yourself, who is my God today? What do I expect my God to be today? What is my perception of God today? So usually I will tell you, I grew up, so I am Muslim. So part of the Islamic studies is that there are 99 names of Allah, and Allah is not actually part of those names. There are 99 names and attributes of the Creator. And when you look at them, it's amazing. It's like, you know, the one who gives you love, the one who protects you, the one who does this for you, that for you, the highest, the first and the last. You read all of that. And I have the poster with all the 99 names in my home, and most Muslims do. And we don't even realize why we have it. I used to ask my mom why we have it. And now I can share with you guys why we have it in a bit. But first look at it. We read all of that and our mind goes, huh, that's it. It does not really penetrate. If it will penetrate, there would be no doubt, worry, fear, anxiety, depression. And what happens when someone actually experiences that, we make that person feel ashamed. And it happens in every single religious community. Oh, if you will be so religious, or if you would only connect with God, you won't feel all those things. But how do I do that? No one teaches you that. You're taught to pray, but how do you actually connect with God? If that physical movement or that ritual is not doing it for you, how do you actually do it? And that was a genuine question I had. And that question just got even bigger when I got depressed. And everybody told me, oh, just pray and, you know, just ask God for forgiveness. And I was like, what did I even do? Can someone tell me that? So when we listen, when we hear about the names and attributes of God, it's at a very conscious level. It's at a very conscious level, and you'll be mesmerized with that for a few minutes, for maybe an hour, and then you leave that lecture, and then you come home, and then you look at the pile of bills that you have, and then you just had another fight with your spouse, and then your kids are going all over the house. You're right back into your current reality, and you don't really see God there. So there, it creates a disconnect. So you go right back into whatever has been programmed into your unconscious mind. That is, life is hard. You have to work hard. People would, like, you know, screw you every chance they will get. So you better watch out your back. Like, these are the things that are hammered into our psychology. It's part of your unconscious mind. then how do you connect with the most merciful, the most giving, the most rich? How do you even connect with that? That is where we have to ask ourselves question. And we have to ponder. Like one of the things that you will see that no matter which book you are reading, no matter what scripture you're reading, no matter which religion it comes from, one thing you will see, a message would be very clear, and that would be ponder. Ponder over my creation. And that is I would say, skill, or that is an attribute of our existence, that in today's busy day and age, we have completely let go. We don't ponder because we are too busy to sit down and actually ponder. We do ponder about the conversation I had yesterday with so-and-so, and we run it over and over and over in our mind, and we have thousand different ways we could have responded them, but then we didn't. We do ponder over things, but we ponder over things that are not helping us, that are actually taking us even further away from our own self. So coming back to, how do you perceive your God? Who is God to you right now? Is it most loving? Is it most caring? Is it most giving? Is it the protector? Who is God for you right now? Is your God somebody who gives you only a little bit? So don't ask for too much, because that's the only capacity your creator has. Or is your creator somebody who will give you limitless? So ask limitless. Don't ask with a limitation. It's a very interesting question. Like when we put down goals, or we put down dreams, we're like, you know, I want a home that is 4-bedroom, and I just want it to be cozy, and I want $1 million in my bank account so I can retire with ease. That's it. That's all I want. In that moment, that is who your God is. That is your perception of God, that your God has the ability to give you only that much. Because that is your creator. Yes, you are pulling in the energy to create your life. Why didn't you pull in more? Why don't you pull in more? Because you're not even connected with that light source. That light is unlimited. That light can give you anything you want, only if you perceive it. And perception is believing it. And belief doesn't happen overnight. Belief doesn't happen just because you read a book, you just listened to a lecture, or you went to school for a few years. Belief happens practicing something every single minute of your existing life. When I wake up in the morning, I do question myself. After I thank God for waking me up, I do question myself, who's going to be my God today? We internally create our own God. When I say life is hard, that is the God I have created who gives me a hard life. If I say my life is so easy, then right away, that is the God I have created who gives me ease in my life. But that is the perception I have to hold on to in every single waking moment. Now, that is a lot of work. That is being conscious and being present in every moment. The truth is, your God exists in this moment. When you do the work to be present in this moment, light is present with you in this moment. When you go back into yesterday or 10 years ago and you're having that mental argument with the person that you didn't have the argument back then or had it, but now you are refining it, you're not present with God. You're not plugged into the energy of your creator in that moment. You just left this moment and went somewhere else. So we want to be back in this moment, but we also want to ask ourselves, who is my God in this moment? what am I perceiving my God to be in this moment? Am I perceiving my God to be somebody who can make something happen for me right now or in 10 years? Because my doubts are so big, so my doubts are my God right now. My creator is not somebody who can give me something right away. Of course, there's a gestational period for everything that we create. That is actually one of the law of the universe, that whatever we want to create, depending on the goal we set, everything is going to have a different timeline by which it will become ours. Yes, we can collapse it. Amazing ways that I might talk about at some point, how we can collapse time, how we can collapse realities, so we can make things happen faster. But right now, who do you think your God is? Challenge your perception every single day. And the second aspect of it that I wanted to get into is when we go into fear and our fear becomes so real to us, in that moment, that is the God that we are believing in. Now, I'm afraid of failing. That means the God that I believe in, the God I'm perceiving in right now, makes me fail. If God is success, if God is abundance, if that light has the power to give me anything I want, then why failure or fear of failure is on my mind? Why is it? If it is, that means that is the perception of God right now. And we don't want to judge ourselves through this conversation. We don't want to guilt trip ourselves in this conversation. We just want to get curious. And I ask myself these questions all the time. When my body starts to shake and act up and my stomach is getting all weird up, in that moment, I take a pause and I ask myself, Alia, who's your God right now? What I'm doing, I'm engaging my conscious mind so my unconscious behavior does not take over. What is unconscious? Confusion, doubt, worry, fear, anxiety. That's unconscious. It's built into my body. Whenever there is a trigger, it's going to take over. Whenever we open a new bill, it, like, you know, right away, you're going to think about, oh my God, another bill. The money that I don't have. Or as soon as you open the bill, now the first one is very unconscious behavior. Soon as you open your bill, if you're carrying the perception of God all day long, that he is abundant and he created you abundant, you look at that bill and you're like, uh-huh, that money's coming. Because my God knows that I have to pay that. He's definitely sending it. The level of belief here and the trust here is very, very different. And there's no pill you can take to have this level of trust and faith or belief. This is something you create in every single moment of your life. It's every single day work. When you are focused on who is my God right now, you are plugged into that energy. You're plugged into the light, the infinite light. And that is how you start to shift. And a day come where something big happened and it doesn't even phase you from your connection with your creator. Your mind goes right into, my God will protect me. The protection will be here. I will figure out the solution. That comes from practicing over and over and over. So whenever we go into doubt, challenge yourself, and you go into worry, confusion, fear. Fear is the big one. Challenge yourself. So many times we are afraid of other people. I talk to a lot of women who are happily married and they are afraid of their partner. They are. They're afraid of, what if they leave me? What if they reject me? What if they don't like me anymore? Who is your God in that moment? It's not the God who created you. Right now, this person is becoming your God that you're afraid of, that God. One of the things that I sometimes had challenge with is how much fear is put in when we learn religion. Like if you go to, I personally go to Friday prayer. So there is like, you know, a sermon in the first, and then there's the prayer. And I listen with coaches' ears most of the times, coaches/healers' ears. There is fear put in there regarding God, like, you know, be afraid of God, be afraid of, like, you know, the judgment that can come upon you. There is more fear than the love generally that we talk about, depending on, like, you know, if you're really talking, if the scholar who's talking is very mindful of what he's speaking or the people he's speaking and their psychological, the psychological impact of his words, they might find a balance. So I always wonder, like, you know, why we are so afraid of the being that loves us so much. And then we turn around, we take the same fear, we put it towards people too. Now I'm afraid of my boss too. Now I'm afraid of my parents too. Now I'm afraid of my husband too. Now I'm afraid of my kids too. And then I become afraid of my friends, strangers. So we are introduced fear of an authority. But that authority is somebody that created you. Your very existence, the earth that you walk upon, has been created by that power. And then we take that fear, but because we cannot see that power, we don't really exercise the fear there. We go do whatever we want to do. But then we bring the fear towards other people. And very recently, we were learning about, in my Kabbalah study, we were learning about the fear towards the creator. And I understood it in a different light. I understood it in a way that when I love my creator so much, I love my creator so much, and I do want to feel the oneness with my creator someday. Someday I want to feel that. Now, this is soul consciousness. This is not body consciousness. This is not my unconscious mind that wants me to stay safe. This is soul consciousness. I want to be one with my creator at some point of my existence. Then I am concerned that am I doing everything to get there? That concern can turn into a little bit of mild fear. But now that fear, it's possible I'll never get to the oneness. Now that is pushing me to stay on the spiritual path. Now I'm going to keep going at it. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to learn from this teacher, from that teacher. I'm going to learn from this school of thought, that school of thought. And I'm constantly going forward. The leading force is love and my desire. But there's a little bit of concern. And that concern, I'm using the energy of that concern to push me forward. That is fear. What if I don't make it? That fear is reserved only for my creator. If that fear starts to come into my life, where now I'm afraid if my husband would love me or not, if the guy I'm dating would love me or not, if my kid would love me or not and accept me or approve me, who is my God right now? People. And when, of course, when I'm concerned, they are going to do, I'm creating my reality. I have put my focus on what if this happened? My thoughts are working against me right now. When I do experience the reality, when that person does leave me, then I feel lost. because I'm not even connected to the energy that created me. I connected to something else. I connected to one of his creation. I left my source energy and I put all my focus on something else. That's when we feel lost. That's when sometime a loved one leave us, whether they die or they betray us or we get laid off. Depending on how big the loss is, we feel lost. Yes, there is a grieving period. Yes, we are human. We have a nervous system that does need time. But when 10 years has gone by and I'm still stuck in that darkness, even though I received help, I got the support that I needed. And we as human, our nature, the way we are created, we need support. No one can do life alone. No one can do human experience alone. Let's just put it that way. Now, when all that I'm going through and I'm feeling lost, and I think about what went wrong. What went wrong here? And I try to backtrack. Can I find what went wrong here? So maybe I can try to prevent it from happening, or maybe share it with someone else, or maybe something I can change. What actually went off? Someone else or something else became my God. One of the very beautiful principles I have learned, just, you know, studying universal laws and studying metaphysics, is staying one with the source. Like, in as I'm creating so much, staying one with that source and never leaving that level of consciousness, doing our best. Of course, we are human. We are going to have days where we'll completely forget. We'll wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but never leaving that. So I'll give you an example, because it took me a while to understand it. I'm still understanding it. Let's say I wanted to start this podcast. Right now, I'm writing a book. You might have a goal to lose 10 pounds. You might have a goal to get married or have a kid. Have you ever noticed when we set this goal, we are so energized, we get there, we achieve it, and then there is an emptiness. And then it's like, what's next in life? Like, all my life, I just wanted to get married, and now I'm married, and, you know, there's this amazing person right next to me. But what's next? When that feeling comes, that is when we are creating from more of a separation and not from oneness. So let me share with you another way of being. So let's say, I'll give you a non-me example, and then I'll give you a me example. So let's say I want to get married, and now I am staying one with the Creator. In my consciousness at all time, I am aware that I am one with the Creator, and the person who's going to come in my life is also one with the Creator, and one day we'll cross paths, we'll stay one with the Creator. Even on the day of my wedding, I am one with my Creator. A month passes for our wedding, we are still one with our Creator. When I am leading with that consciousness, and again, that is soul consciousness. When I'm leading with that consciousness, I don't experience that dip that comes afterwards when we achieve goal. Now, it doesn't matter I am already married or not. We all been one together forever. So there's no separation between me not being married and now me being married. Our mind sees so much as, like, you know, you have this, you don't have this. But there is a level of consciousness where you already have it. It's already part of you at all time. So just here, I wanted to invite you to experience that consciousness in your life, if that makes sense to you. So I'll tell you, when I started this podcast, I would say this is one of the most exciting projects I have took upon, because what I'm sharing here have been it's like my quest, my journey, and I get to share it with others. So the very first day I created it, I was very, very excited. And I also knew this concept. So I made sure I stayed one with it. I felt it already out when it wasn't even out. The idea, from idea to physicality, was 29 days. In those 29 days, I made sure I stayed one with it. So I could feel it before you all could hear it. So when it started rolling out, there was no dip. And I'm doing the same with the book, because when we want to put out our words in the world, you write a book, you publish it, you celebrate it, you have like a book signing party, and then what? Then everybody's like, okay, where's the second book? But we feel that dip. Like, you know, anyone who exercise their creativity, they feel that dip. But when you move forward with this consciousness that you are one with it already, before and after. A very unique experience you're going to have as a human. You're not going to have too many of highs and lows of emotion. It's almost like you're in state of joy and peace even before the project is out, even after the project is out. And that is such a sweet way of living. So I'm just going to, you know, I just wanted to share with you that level of consciousness. So we are leaving with this question today. Who is your God? Ask yourself every single day, what are you expecting from your God right now? And one of the things that my mentor suggested is elevate that perception every single day. If yesterday your God was somebody who could only give you X, make sure today your God is somebody who can give you X, Y, and Z. Challenge your mind to broaden your perception. Elevate the perception of your creator and stay connected with that light. Do whatever you can every single day to stay connected with that light. I can share with you how I do it. I close my eyes and I see the light. I just say, God, let me see you. God, let me feel you. Now, of course, me, I'm going to see different, because my perception of God is different. And this concept goes beyond any religion or spirituality. It's a very unique individual experience. The way my son perceived God is very different than I perceive God. Or, you know, my sister perceived God is going to be very different than I perceive God. So I close my eyes and I say, God, let me see you. I see light. And then I open my eyes and I do my best to stay focused on that light as I'm going through my day. And I know that I am plugged into the light. When I want to say something to somebody, whether it's a reaction or whatever, I take a pause and I become aware of that light. And then I ask myself, is it the most kind thing to say to this person? From, again, tapping into the soul consciousness. When we start moving through our day with that level of being tapped into light, your perception of God is going to start elevating, because now you're elevating. And the higher you go, the more you can feel. So the two books I want to share with you are God Works Through You and God Works Through Faith. It's by Robert Russell, one of my favorite author when it comes to spirituality. So I want to leave you with this one line from end of chapter one in God Works Through Faith. The chapter is, what is faith? He says, believe the unbelievable. God goes all out for you when you go all out for God. Isn't that a beautiful perception to have for your God, no matter what your faith is, whether you believe in a God or not? If you just believe in the universal light, then believe the unbelievable. If each and every single one of us truly start to believe the unbelievable, imagine what we'll create in our life. And everything, part of human nature, everything that we create in our life, we create to share. So let's say if I create a business that is multi-million dollar, how many jobs I have created, how much tax I'm able to contribute back to the society. Imagine that. Imagine how much good we all can do if we believe the unbelievable. So what I'm really inviting you today, expand your thinking. Think big and think even bigger. And the next day, think even bigger. And that becomes your God then. When you're thinking so big, God shows up at the same level. That is your creator. He has created a whole universe that delivers to you. But you have to take the step. If you keep thinking very small about your God, that he can give you only this much, you can only have bare minimum, you're only going to have enough to live day to day, then that's what you get. But when you challenge your perception of God and you elevate it every single day, that's what he gives you. And I am sharing that from my own personal experience. And I can assure you that you're going to have that experience. And thank you for tuning in today. If you have found this episode helpful, share with someone you think might find it helpful as well. Share the light, sending so much love to all of you and sending you so much light. Love you.